This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Judging, was delivered on August 16th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen.
Amen. Would you thank Pastor Dennis? It's been hot the last couple days, yeah? Not just hot, but kind of humid, too. Thank God that we still can go out and go to the beach, yeah? Because we're responsible, yeah? Not like some other islands out there. Not mentioning any. But, man, I figure, you know, they're yeah, exactly right. Ooh, Boston. You know, we figure we better hold water baptism while we still can before they lock us down. Hey, good morning, AJ and Linda. They're out there watching us. Yeah, we're going to have a difficult subject today, judging. How many of you like to just judge people? Yeah? How many of you like to judge people the way they drive? Double. Oh, yeah, I'm so guilty. When I was writing this message, it's like, man, Lord, are you talking to me? Yes, I am. Before you can preach this, you better look at yourself in the mirror. And it's like, oh, you're right. You know, you ever go somewhere and you just felt judged? You know, like maybe you walk into one of those high-end stores in Ala Moana and they look at you like, I ain't going to serve him. He's not even dressed appropriate to be in my store. Or, you walk inside one of those stores and they don't even pay attention to you because they look at you like, this guy ain't no more money. He ain't going to spend nothing. He ain't buying his wife one handbag that costs $2,000. You're right. Even if I had the money, I don't think I'd spend $2,000 on one handbag. Not that my wife doesn't deserve it. She deserves it, but $2,000 handbag. I just cannot grasp it. Yeah, you know the blue ones they sell at Walmart for a dollar? Ooh, I can hold more stuff in there then. I'll go get lickings when I go home. Yeah. You know, how many of you ever taught your child how to drive and people just honking at you and they drive past you telling you you're number one? I mean, they don't know that you're teaching them how to obey the speed limit, and they're getting all mad and judgmental because you're driving the speed limit, and they get mad. They're yelling things at you, and it's like, wow, I had people do that, and it's like, man, I'm teaching my kids how to drive correctly by obeying the speed limit, and you guys racing around me. You know, or you go to the store, and you see those cars that park in the middle of one stall. Oh, get you mad, yeah? You're thinking like, what? You know, like nobody dent your doors, but maybe because they need room to get their wheelchair out and somebody already is in the handicap stall. And sometimes, oh, I'm so quick to judge, like, man, can't you park straight? And then it's like, oh, right, there you go again, judging people. Oh, well, you know, we probably all judge people in some way or another. And we all probably been judged bad. We cannot help it when others judge us. But we can certainly not judge others in the wrong way. Remember in Mark 12:42, when the widow and put that two small copper coins in the offering box, which is amounted to one penny. And you know, if that happened nowadays and we've seen somebody put in one penny in the offering bucket, we would probably have some thoughts come across our mind. Maybe not righteous judgment thoughts, but like, wow. And, you know, I think if I had witnessed this, we might not know that that person is a widow. Her husband died. And we don't know that that's all she had. And yet we might have made a judgment, you know. Would we look at that and would we judge incorrectly, or would we judge righteously and say like, wow, that is awesome. This lady is giving the best she knows how to and the best way she knows how. and the fact that she is giving. So, you know, when we go through life and we see things happen around us, I mean, sometimes our thoughts turn quickly to judging others. And here's the thing, number one, do not judge, period. Do not judge in the wrong way. And if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Matthew 7, where Jesus is talking. And Jesus said this in Matthew 7, do not judge so that you will not be judged. You think like, do not be judged so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. Why? I look at that and think, I can't imagine what other people are saying about me when I drive. Because I quickly judge people when they see them running red lights and weaving in and out of traffic and crossing double solid lines, especially when I'm trying to come in and they're coming in the same lane. And and it says, for in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Ouch. Or how can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? This is the harsh part. You look in the mirror, and I say, you hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. So, cannot point out stuff in your brother's life when you got stuff in your own life. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under feet and turn and tear you to pieces. When Jesus said, do not judge, he meant it against the kind of judgmental attitude that tears others down in order to build ourselves up. Tear down other drivers so that I can say, like, yes, I am the best driver on the road. Probably not. I know not. But his statement was not like a blanket statement to overlook wrong or bad behavior of others, but a call to be discerning rather than negative. Jesus said that we need to expose false prophets, and Paul thought that we should exercise church discipline and trust God to be the final judge. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. So now, if you have a forgiving spirit, it demonstrates that we have received God's forgiveness. And Jesus used the picture of measuring grain in a basket to ensure the full amount. You know, what the measure we give, it'll be given back to us. So if you and I, if we are critical rather than compassionate, how many of you are critical? How many of you are compassionate? How many of you are critically compassionate? Yeah. You know, I can be critical at times. Yeah. And if we are critical, what happens? We will receive criticism. If we treat others generously, graciously, and compassionately, these qualities will come back to us in full. We are to love others. We are to love others, not judge them. James 4:11 and 12. Do not speak against one another brethren. For he who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? You know, Jesus was summarizing the law as love for God and for our neighbors. Paul said that love demonstrated toward our neighbor would satisfy the law. When you and I, when we fail to love, you and I, we're actually breaking God's law. And you and I, we need to examine our attitude and actions towards others. Do we build people up or do we tear them down? Not just in the words that we speak, but in our thoughts. We may not speak it, but we think it. Right? And when I'm driving, if I don't speak it, I do think it. When we're ready to criticize somebody, remember God's law of love and say something good and think something good instead. Saying something beneficial to others can cure us of fault finding. Ever thought of that? Instead of fault finding or finding fault with others, can we think of something good to say? Because if we can do that, it'll cure us of finding fault with others. Say something beneficial. And if this will increase our ability to obey God's law of love. You know, you and I, we all know how it feels to be judged. It hurts the ego, the embarrassment, the sting of being judged by someone. I mean, how many of you are ever afraid maybe to even walk into a church with short pants, slippers, and a t-shirt? Right? You ever been like, oh, if I walk into church with short pants and slippers and a t-shirt, what will they say about me? Probably some churches on the mainland might have something to say, because I went to some churches on the mainland and they're wearing suits and ties, and I was thinking like, wow, and I'm wearing an Aloha shirt, so I'm wondering what they're thinking about me. Yeah, you know, what if, you know, someone was to walk in here with a suit and tie? Well, we look at them, it's like, bro, you are way out of place, man. What do you think this is, man? A church? I mean, we have people come in here in suits and ties, and I love it. They're dressed great. You know, being on the other side of judgmental interaction, you know, it's kind of like it hurts. But, you know, when we are on the other side, when we are the ones judging others, sometimes, you know, it for us, it can be harder to recognize when we're judging others, unless someone elbows you and says, stop it, you're just judging somebody else. Spiritually, judging others is more damaging to ourselves than being judged. According to the Bible, the way and the extent to which we judge others is the way and extent which we will be judged. So, you know, Jesus said, do not judge. And it wasn't a whole blanket thing about not doing something that, you know, judging stuff in the wrong way. But there is a right way to judge. And number two, some judgment is necessary. In John 7:24, Jesus says this, Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. You see, according to the law of Moses, circumcision was to be performed on the eighth day after a baby's birth. And this was a rite that was carried out on all Jewish males to demonstrate their identity as part of God's people. If the eighth day after birth was on the Sabbath, the circumcision would still be performed, even though it was considered work, and on the Sabbath you wasn't supposed to work. While these religious leaders allowed certain exceptions to Sabbath laws, they allowed none to Jesus. So they could circumcise a baby boy on the Sabbath, eighth day after birth. They would allow it. But when Jesus did something good on the Sabbath, like heal somebody, they did not show any mercy, even if that person needed healing. Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath. Now the Pharisees, they were complaining about him. Kind of like a double standard, yeah? Oh, we can do it, but you cannot. In appearance, to circumcise a child on the Sabbath might have been a violation of the law, yet you do it, and it is right. So, to appearance, it might be a violation of the Sabbath to heal a man, yet it is right to do works necessary and for mercy. You know, judgment, they say, is necessary for survival in the form of discernment. We are given the gift of free choice, including the choice to be compassionate or to judge others and ourselves harshly sometimes. So here it is, discernment is a process of making careful distinctions in our thinking about truth. In other words, the ability to think with discernment is the same with the ability to think biblically, teaching that it is the responsibility of every one of us Christians to be discerning. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 5. But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So we do have some judgment, but we got to judge righteously, not according to appearance, not according to what we see. You know, like the Pharisees, they would judge Jesus because they saw him healing or working on the Sabbath. But yet they were okay with doing a circumcision on the Sabbath. So they were judging wrongly. So number three here, which judgment to avoid? Leviticus 19:15, you shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great, but you are to judge your neighbor fairly. You know, there is a temptation to judge the external appearance of a person or an issue. Do not look down on the face of the poor, it says, and do not honor the face of the great one. What is the difference between discernment and judgment? You might want to write this down. Discernment is helpful. Judgment is harmful. You can tell if you're judging someone rather than exercising discernment by how you feel. Do you feel resentful? If you feel resentful, then you're judging someone. Discernment is objective. Clarity, as in, this is not for me. Judgment is personalizing it as something must be wrong with you. Yeah, like something must be wrong with you, the way you drive or the way you park. Difference between discernment and judgment is say that you are shopping at the grocery store. You ever notice now at the grocery store, they got aisles on which way you go down the aisle. Yeah, you see those, like, I know Safeway has the arrows going this way. And then you're going that way, and you see somebody coming the other way. Like, oh, idiot, you don't know how to read the arrows or what? Judgment. Judging. Guilty. Guilty. You know, driving down the parking lot, the arrow says this way. One car going the other way. What? Don't you know how to read the arrows? Judging. Oh, I am so guilty. I am so guilty. But say you're in the grocery store, the aisle is crowded, everybody just got paid, and you're going on the aisle, you're trying to get to the spam, because we all need spam, right? And, you know, there's a person shopping who is just like blocking the way. They're on their phone, and you're trying to get to the spam, and it's like, come on, you know, get out of the way. You know, so discernment. Let me find a way to get past this shopper. I'm going to say in my most polite voice, excuse me. Man, this store is certainly crowded today. I guess everybody needed to come and get their spam today at the same time. Judgment. Oh, selfish person, just standing in the center of the aisle, blocking the... I was going to say a bad word, but blocking the way. They think they're the only one in this store. You see the difference, discernment and judgment. See, I worked in a supermarket for many years. And I know that when you stocking the shelves, you park your wagon on the same side of the aisle as you're stocking. That way there's a lane to go past. But when I see people put their wagon on this side and stocking the shelves on this side, it's like, hello? How am I supposed to get past? Judging. You know, it's like people, they park their wagon on this side and they're shopping on this side of the aisle. Hello? Judging. Why are you blocking the aisle? I say park your wagon on the same side of the aisle as you shop. But I also need to say, excuse me, may I please get by? Discernment. Oh, I hope we're learning something today. Because I did. Big difference, right? Discernment and judgment. How do you feel when you read those two different conversations? What is it? What's going on internally? The first conversation, demonstrating discernment. There is no resentment. There is no name calling. There's no dummy. There's no nothing like that. And the second one is like, oh my gosh, this person, something must be wrong. No more common sense. Can't you see that people are trying to get in and out? Second one, you are aware there's a problem. You're in a rush. Person is in your way. Right? Second conversation, you're looking at that person in a negative light, blaming them for being in your way. Now, so we can go through life judging others, but it'll be more harmful in us and it will be given back to us in full measure. Or we can go through life having a righteous judgment with discernment, using our words to build people up. Because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Build one, not tear others down, but build each other up. And for me, I need to learn to build people up, even if they're not in our church, and more so if they're non-Christians. Because why? I get to show them the love of Jesus. Because if I judge them, you think they would ever want to come to church or ever want Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Probably not. They're going to look from the outside in and judge us according to one person that they meet who comes from the church. And yeah, they don't know about this thing, so, you know, doesn't make it okay, but they can always claim ignorance. I didn't know. So we need to be on our very best, going through life by discerning and not being harsh and judgmental towards others. So whether you're driving, whether you're shopping, whether it's your family member, whether you're at work and you're looking at your coworker, because man, we love to judge our coworkers. Sometimes we judge them because they're on their phone, or maybe because they're on break. Every time you turn around, it's like, hey, on break again. Gee, what do you think this? I was going to say county, but county workers work hard. Why are you guys laughing? Come on. You guys judging them. You guys judging them because they're on the road holding the shovel and the shovel holding them up. Do not judge them. Yes. So go through life being righteous. You anybody have friends who like just so judgmental that you kind of know like hang around them? It's not fun, yeah? Don't be that person. Be the other person, the better person. Amen? You may put your notes away. And oh, thank you for helping me get through that. Because bad, a lot of times I write these and I look in the mirror, it's like, oh God, you are talking to me. And hopefully, I'll be the first one to change through all of this. And I can be a good example. Not judging others, but are you guys ready? Worship team, you guys ready? You guys ready for going on the beach and cool off? As soon as we go in the water, we're gonna get that steam, which because it's so hot. Yeah, and it hasn't been raining, so Hilo Bay should be pretty clean. Yeah. All right, would you stand with me and join us in singing? All right, Facebook land and everybody here, raise your voices up to heaven as a sweet aroma unto the Lord. Take it away.
Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.